He has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will extol him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea, and the choices of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep startled them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellence, thou dost overthrow those who rise up against thee. Thou dost send forth thy burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. And at the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were piled up. The flowing waters stood up like a heap. The deeps were concealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be gratified against them. I will draw out my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The seas covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like thee among the gods, O Lord? Who is like thee, majestic in holiness, also in praises, working wonders? Thou didst stretch out thy right hand, the earth swallowed. In thy loving kindness thou hast led the people whom thou hast redeemed. In thy strength thou hast guided them to thy holy habitation. The peoples have heard, they tremble. Anguish has gripped the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were dismayed. The leaders of Moab trembling gripped them. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away. Terror and dread fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they are motionless as stone. Until thy people pass over, O Lord, until the people pass over whom thou hast purchased, thou wilt bring them and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thy dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh and his chariots and his horsemen went into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea on them. But the sons of Israel walked on dry land through the midst of the sea.
I'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 8. That's Proverbs 8. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? On a height along the way, where the path leads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates leading to the city, at the entrances, she cries aloud. To you, O men, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Listen, for I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, and my lips confess wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just, none of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom but I yield to pass the choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice. You sound well those who love me and make their presence full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his knees of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled in this place, before the hill, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its field or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place. When he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary, so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was a craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his full world, and delighting in mankind. Now, my son, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do nothing worse. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love him.
Does the God then you have nothing but a bit of ash left. But why is it you can set the same piece of string on fire and a candle, and it doesn't burn up like that? And of course, I didn't understand this principle when I was a kid, but of course, as the wax melts, it is drawn up the wick, and it's actually the wax that's burning, not the actual string. Now, obviously, over time, eventually the string can burn away a little bit, but it lasts much longer than if you just burn a piece of string directly. Well, I think this is a pretty good object lesson for the wicked versus the righteous. There are a lot of passages in the Bible, like Psalm 73, verse 19, how the wicked are destroyed in a moment and are utterly swept away by sudden terrors. I think people who try to burn their own life in this world in some kind of self-absorbed, self-reoccupied exploit, they do have a brief, bright light in the Word to their own glory that they will soon be destroyed. But we as God's people don't burn our glory. We are like the wick, and the wax is God's grace. It is His power and His wisdom that is at work in us and flows through us, and that is what is causing the light and burns brightly that people can see. It's not us, but God. But in that process, what's going to happen to us as the wick or the candle? Well, we will be consumed eventually in that process as well. The fact of the matter is, we are all destined for the end of our physical existence. The only question is, when we get to the end of that, is all that we have a bit of ash to show for our efforts, or do we have a light of the glory of God that is reflected through our lives? I'm reminded of Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and he says in verse 15, I will most gladly spend and be spent for your souls. Of course, the problem he's dealing with here is he wouldn't take their money because strings would be attached to it. And he didn't want to be beholden to anyone preaching the gospel. And they were all upset about that. He said, your parents save up for their children, not children saving up for their parents. And he was like a father to them. And he saw himself as being in the position of one who was to spend what he had. And even to the extent of spending himself up, using himself up entirely for them, that was his role and his place. And really, that is a good description for all of us as God's people. We are to spend what we have, what blessings we are given, everything that we possess, use it. God's given it to us to use. And we are to be used up in service. Whatever life, whatever breath, whatever energy we have, use that. Serve the Lord, but God will provide the wax, God will provide the grace, God will provide the strength, God will provide the wisdom. And it's His life that will be seen, not ours. So let's think about that as we let our light shine before men. It's not really our light, it's God's light burning through us. And He should get the credit, and we should give Him the thanks. Even as we've done tonight to offer up praise and thanksgiving to Him. And the song that Charlie has selected for us summarizes our attitude rightly. We come before just as we are, with nothing great, any merit, no trophy, no
his fruit of the vine, which represents the blood of his son Jesus. His blood that was spilled for man.